We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching.
And quoting motivated. Himself. He quoted himself this morning. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was very profound. Inspiring. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, if you can't, it's a poor poet that can't quote himself. You should know your own material.
You really should.
I don't know. Thanks to our executive producer, he is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
We went out and took care of business.
Sock sweep, you got nothing to say?
Yeah.
I think I predicted a sock sweep.
Well, you were right. There it is. Dustin was right. I said it.
One time.
You ever seen that before?
No, I never have seen that before. That's another thing I haven't seen before this weekend. Dustin was right.
And Brandon Fryer, thank you for bringing that back, because I think Dustin didn't hear it the first time.
Are you guys a little upset that you're not getting the respect that you deserve?
I speak for my whole team when I say we don't give a damn. We just want to get four wins. We don't give a damn about none of the other stuff.
Who would?
You know what's funny about that? He sounded like the tough guy there, and then at the end of the interview he said, "Hey, Shaq, you're my mom's favorite player." That was great.
Hey, it's a Layla What Monday. What? The great Layla Rahimi. Hey, we got Lawrence Holmes. And how is this possible? We also have Dan. It's Dan Bernstein here, too.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
When I heard Layla was in, I was excited for a minute.
So, Layla, Monday. It's not Wednesday, right?
It's not Wednesday.
Layla's got important stuff to do this week. So,
awesome.
we shifted some things around to accommodate our partner.
I'm speaking to the kids at Notre Dame on Wednesday.
The high school or the university?
Yeah. University.
Look at you.
No kidding.
What are you telling them?
That I just haven't
straighten
figured
up and fly
out
right.
Going
damn
to
it.
South Bend?
Yes.
Yeah, have you been there before?
Yes, but not to Notre Dame.
All right.
One of our family friends lives there. So
very nice.
I've hung out at his 4th of July party a few times, and you know, there was a bounce house and the kids liked it.
Ooh,
but that's
bounce
the
house.
Extent of my Notre Dame tourism.
I like to go with the throw your nets over the other side of the boat just to see if maybe it works and people will be impressed.
Spicy. It's NBC does continuing education for a lot of universities. They have a program called NBC University.
Oh, wow.
And I got asked to be a part of it at Notre Dame. So that'll be fun. But thank you to everybody for shifting the schedule yet again.
Do you get an honorary degree?
Oh, God, no.
Present you have to wear, well, they present you with like an honorary doctorate or
wear
something?
Wear mitre?
I think you usually have to contribute to society to get that, not complain about sports.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you've contributed quite a bit.
Yeah, and they can confer an honorary degree for whatever they want.
I pay taxes and stuff. There's that.
You have to know the words to the fight song before you're allowed on campus.
Cheer for old Notre Dame.
Just get ready for everyone to welcome you to Notre Dame. Wherever you go and whatever door gets open for you, you will be welcome to Notre Dame.
Well, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You should go see... Well, obviously, you'll see Touchdown Jesus as you go in, but you should go walk campus. There's a lot of cool places. The Grotto. Go say a prayer.
I do like fun I do like fun public places like that, like interesting things that people share as a public.
It's a beautiful campus. Yeah. It is. You should give yourself a little time. Check it
out. Oh, yeah. The pictures are always
gorgeous.
The lakes,
grotto, everything. Yeah, it's a great place to be. South Bend's fun.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. So the schedule switched up a little bit.
I don't know if I would say South Bend is fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Notre Dame's
it's
campus
fun. South Bend's
is
a good place.
Beautiful yeah, and fine. That,
wait till 10:02, okay? South Bend's fun.
Whoa.
Just saying, you know. Maybe you're overselling it a little
bit,
David.
No. I lived there 11 years. It's fun.
Indiana Convention and Visitors Bureau over here.
Next, you're going to tell me about Muncie, how fun Muncie is?
Well, I'm not going to complain about my time there either.
Dana, yeah.
Wait, so now I have to ask, what is the best thing you guys heard in college from somebody who had a job about your like next pursuit in life?
Hmm. Oh, what an
interesting question. Yeah. While in college?
Yeah. Yeah, or just at some point if somebody had to talk to you about something. And I've done this before. I've spoken to classes and stuff like that. But
you're trying out your material on us.
No,
you try
my outlook always gets more bleak, so I need some...
But you know what? I honestly feel like students need to hear a little bit of the bleak. Like, they often have speakers that are, you can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it. And that
is not true.
Right. Like, some parts of it are true, but I think that a little cold water, like, just a little. I mean, I don't go full hub on it, but a little bit of cold water I don't think is a bad thing for students. Like, telling them the reality of, like, your own story.
It's too long.
It's not too long, but, like, specifically the stuff that you can offer people about how quickly the business moves and how you've been in markets where RSNs just disappeared. You know what I'm saying? Like those are all things that I think are valuable to students to say this, if this is the space that you want to get into, it can be volatile.
You kind of inspired me to go the Ricky Bobby's dad route on Talladega Nights where he talks to the class and then dries off in a blaze of glory. I don't think that's going to work either, but that might be my best strategy.
I think you can take that negativity and make it into a positive by saying that, you know, once you face whatever it is that you're going to come up against, because everything won't be handed to you, that's when you really start testing your mettle, and you got to look at it that way, because that's how you did it.
Well, 5 W's and H is always where I like to start.
5 W's and H?
Yeah. It's our journalistic questions. Who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Oh, I didn't know we were going Coach Eberflus.
I don't know. That's just always whenever you're trying to get back to it, I guess that's how we get back to it. And follow the money.
I'm
right?
still Three trying words. I'm trying that's to answer good. Your question about something I heard in college that really resonated. I know that our commencement speaker was George Will. And he spent the entire time excoriating the English department for being too inclusive of people of color and gender fluidity, et cetera.
And then he was like, I like baseball.
Then he talked about the Cubs.
He basically gave 20 minutes to talk about the rotation. Entire anti-woke speech about the English department. This was in 1991.
I was going to say that I don't think. Was woke a thing then?
Yeah, he said he was mad that they were teaching Toni Morrison instead of Shakespeare. Wow. And he said that expanding the canon to include people of various backgrounds, et cetera, and identities was antithetical to teaching English. And it was just
gatekeeping.
I'll tell you one thing that happened to me.
Exactly, to white gatekeeping.
I was at Ball State for 4 years, as Lawrence remembered. Thank you. But I majored in football.
And shout out to Muncie.
Exactly. But when I was in grad school at Northwestern, we had a speaker, and his name was Rick Tellender.
Oh God!
And Rick Tellender, that
I
class,
forgot my pants.
No, it wasn't that. Actually, it was quite the opposite, because this is a guy that was accomplished at that point in his career with Sports Illustrated.
He had written the Jordan book by then, right?
No, the 100-yard lie. This was right after he wrote the 100-yard lie, which was about college football. It really and somebody who had just come from that environment from those 4 years. It really I related to it so well. And Rick was unbelievably generous with his time at that class, after that class. And when you meet somebody that you long have admired, and then he's actually more interesting and genuine than you could have hoped for, it sticks with you. And his examples of being on the road and writing these great stories and profiles, that to me was one of those things that, okay, I thought I wanted to do this, but now I know I want to do this.
Hmm. Yeah, it was really cool to move here. My mom gave me the Best American Sports Writing Anthologies when I was in high school and college. And I remember Rick being in it. And it was so cool to be here and meet people like that who you had read and read their articles growing up.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's giants in the industry.
Prolific.
We stand on the shoulders.
I remember the high school job fair at Deerfield High School where they bring in people to talk. And I've since gone back and done it at other high schools, you know, to pay it forward. But I'll never forget when they had Mike Lederman. And I was a freshman in high school, and Mike Lederman was there, who since later became a dear friend. And we're all standing around, this is Mike Lederman. He was at Channel 5. He goes, listen, this is a horrible business. Do anything else. Stay away from media. Stay away from sports media. It's awful. There's no rhyme or reason to it. If anybody doesn't like you for whatever reason, they can fire you. Nothing matters. And we're just like, I'm standing jaw drops. Like, what? And he's like, oh, it's filled with terrible people. It was fantastic.
You ain't first, you're last. Yeah.
Well, look, I'll pass this along from my grammar school days from the dearly departed JJ Bittenbinder.
Yes.
Don't let them take you to a second location.
Amen.
Wow.
What
do you guys have today?
We have bad advice. Yeah, we have all kinds of good and bad advice. Josh Schrock is going to talk Bears with us. We'll talk about some of this the stadium kabuki theater that's going on right now. A little NBA stuff. High noon. Zach Zaidman on the Cubs at noon. James Fegan on the Sox thereafter. And we're going to take a more specific Chicago angle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.